Welcome to Fantastic Females, our adventure to finding the mythical island of freedom together. I'm Kalyani.
And I'm Rupali. We are your next-door finance experts sharing our experiences in the world of money and energetics.
Hi everyone, welcome to today's episode. Today we're talking about money matters, and the question for today is how to get the discomfort out of new financial situations, positive or negative, right?
Yes.
And I would like to lead with a personal example. I have mentioned previously that we've been through the process of buying a house, which had a few components. One of the components was borrowing a sum from the bank. And while all of this was happening, we had time between each step materializing. And I found myself not being able to sleep a few nights in a row. And that was pretty distressing and uncomfortable and not very productive. And after, I think, two nights or something, I realized that it's coming from a place of a lot of big numbers being thrown around, whether it's in terms of what we're going to pay, so outflow, or what we're going to receive from a few properties selling, etc. And these numbers are very new to me. You kind of know them at the back of your mind, but actually seeing the money flow in and out was very new, and it felt very uncomfortable. Even though my financial reality day to day does not really change, my commitments don't really change with this newness, I found myself feeling very uncomfortable, almost questioning the mathematics behind it. Also, sometimes it doesn't help that in my relationship, I tend to be the one responsible for making the numbers work. And a lot of times my husband would kind of leave it on me and say, oh, if you've worked it out, it must be fine. So I take the pressure of that. And this was something that I had to get my nervous system used to. So I would like to
kind of... And how do you do it? Yeah. What are the two, three things that someone could do or take away from this?
Okay, we're going straight into it, yeah? So what helps me quite a lot, and this might not be a surprise, but sometimes the simplest things form the most powerful solutions, right? So it does not have to be something complex that you need to learn in an ashram. To be honest, most of the ashrams that I have been through or been to have also been teaching the most simplest things within a different package, right? So that's a different conversation. But what helps me is simply to focus on breaking the patterns. So if I know that there's a pattern that is repeating, I know that these numbers are making me feel uncomfortable, then, and this could also happen positively, because in a positive context, I mean, because this home and everything around it was something that I was desiring since a long time. And it was a manifestation that I was actively working towards since at least 2 years. It almost feels surreal, overwhelming when it does come into your reality. So again, your nervous system is kind of almost asking how it can be true. Is this it? How could it be so easy?
Yeah.
What if? Because you're so used to the familiar patterns of that doubt and questioning constantly playing out in your mind. So once you know that that's what's happening, for me, the focus ends up being on breaking the patterns in my mind. And I can only tell you, and I hope that you tend to believe me, that once you change the reality within, the external reality responds immediately or in a matter of a few days. So breaking patterns for me in this case, in the example that I'm sharing, meant that I was, so generally I like to be quite communicative. I will talk to a couple of friends, a couple of coaches who become a part of my support system, my mom. And that means that if there's something that's making me feel uncomfortable, I've repeated it 5 times, reinforcing the discomfort and expecting external validation, justification, reassurance, and normally at the end of this, I don't feel any better. I probably feel more fatigued and I still need to convince myself. So my first reaction was not to say it, not to vocalize it to as many people unless I had to, or unless I thought they were in a place to help me energetically or to understand even. And then simply just coming back to the moment instead of focusing on the future and being very grateful, because I didn't plan for things to go in such a way and they went pretty smoothly. So bringing that faith that future will also hold the same ease and smoothness and joy. Yeah. And that took a lot.
Yeah, it's interesting because the first step is always awareness, right? So earlier on in my journey, where someone, one of the coaches I was working with, she was like, okay, great, now you're aware. And I said, okay, so what?
Yeah,
like, so really what? And she's like, now it will resolve. And I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? And yeah. She's like, no, you're aware. And that will cause the shift. And I'm like, I just couldn't understand or comprehend
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting how a couple of years, three years later, we're sitting here and I'm like, all right, yeah, of course the first step is awareness because then you kind of stop yourself from that spiral and you like remove yourself from it and you're able to kind of see it for what it is.
Yeah, and also I think so much of what we've been brought up with is about doing, right? So when I'm not doing, and a lot of this nervous system regulation was very much about withdrawing and being in the present moment, which simply means being aware of where you're sitting, being aware of the sounds around you, the sensations around you, smells around you. And most of us don't do this at all in the day, right? And so like I was saying, a lot of it is about not doing. Mm. And that itself feels so foreign. So not talking about it, not repeating discomfort, not overthinking it, not going on calls and kind of asking for the same reassurance.
Hmm. And that's the real work, isn't it? Not doing is the real work.
It is the real work. And sometimes my tendency is also to sign up to coaching or programs, thinking that will bring me out of whatever funk I'm finding myself in. No,
yeah, but something I heard just recently, I'm trying to think where I heard it, but it was that if you're not aware of your breath in the moment, it means you're not present anymore, or you've gone too far off.
Oh my God.
And most of us are never aware of our breath.
So. Never, yeah. And I think it goes into everything. Like, I don't find myself losing myself in activities or, losing track of time often. I'm very hyper aware of everything that's going around, which means that maybe I'm not ever 100% present. But that's a bigger journey.
So what someone can do is just to realize what is happening, right?
Yes.
To pick up on a particular pattern would be the first step from what you mentioned. The second thing would be to just bring yourself to the present, which is by taking a breath, looking around you, feeling your clothes, looking,
absolutely,
just being in the present moment. The
absolutely
sounds, even if it's the noise outside, can be a tool for being present.
Exactly. Yes.
And so once you do that, then what?
Then I like to treat it as a fun game, because by then things are moving by themselves. There's never been a step for me to take. There's a shift that just aligns things automatically.
So it automatically, once you become present in the moment, your fear kind of has fallen away.
Yeah.
And automatically things are a bit better. You feel better about it. And so you probably approach the same situation in a very different mindset, and that then sorts itself out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So I think that's kind of, so that's also in terms of money and shifts in terms of money, the one that you mentioned is outflow related.
Mm.
The other one that I can connect to is inflow related, where there's a shift in your income, where whether it's you taking a break from your job. When I did that in 2018, I thought it wasn't such a big thing, but it was every now and then that I would catch myself being different to what I was when I was earning. And so what that means is, maybe it's these little things, spending on little things. Maybe it's the way I'm living my life that's not fully aligned with the way I want it to be. And so again, in that moment, it was also about realizing, one, that this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Two, reminding myself that actually I can still carry on living my life exactly how I was, because it's fine. I still have the means, and I will always have the means.
Yeah.
And so that's part of it. So I think the realization is something that I personally struggled with. And so if you feel like, where do I start with being aware and realizing where I'm at or what's causing this? It's often in the moments of, when you're in panic, when your emotions are heightened, that is a clue to you that you're far deep into something.
Yeah, I feel like I've been on a roller coaster, especially since I'm pregnant. So a few weeks before the whole mortgage numbers thing, my insurance company came to me. I remember mentioning this in the episode about insurances as well, but maybe not so much from a mindset point of view. And what happened was they tripled my insurance because I'm pregnant, which I thought was not very ethical. And also my doctor was a little taken aback. And it really messed up with my energies because I was thinking, here I was paying X amount from my pocket since I'm self-employed, and that already I take as a hit on my profit and loss statement, I suppose, for the year. And now I have to triple that amount. It just seemed like it was, I don't know, it just seemed very climactic. It seemed like it took me into a downward spiral of questioning a lot of my decisions. I think recently someone we know has left Dubai for the UK, and one of the reasons that they mentioned that they're leaving was because the couple's insurance was coming to a big amount which they wouldn't need to pay in the UK since healthcare is free. I don't know if that was what was playing on my mind, or I just know all my friends are in corporate jobs and get their healthcare paid for. So it had a big impact on me, and once again I realized that I'm overreacting. In the end it's money, and in the end I know that even if I didn't have insurance or the best insurance, and I was just to be able to, if I was just paying for the most basic insurance and I had to pay for all the treatments separately as I went along, even that's an option. And just kind of giving myself all these scenarios. And one thing that really helps me is to take past history, that I've always been supported by money. I've always been looked after. And that gives me reassurance that even the future will be similarly supportive. So once I changed this, within, this took slightly longer, within 3 weeks, we all had affordable insurance, just circumstances changed around us.
Yeah, I think it's the most difficult time to realize that you're in something because you're at an emotional peak. Yeah. But that is your kind of reminder that, okay, this is my growth opportunity. Why am I reacting this much to it? What's triggering it?
Yeah.
And that's where the awareness comes, right? So yeah, it's like little signs that as soon as you feel like stuck, your body feels stiff for you, you kind of, your mental, you have brain fog around certain things.
Yeah.
That can be your sign that, okay, wait, let me come back and be present here. And then maybe it means proving to yourself the opposite of what you're thinking is true. Like you mentioned, where you proved to yourself that actually I've always been supported. So I think that's, I think while it's a very, I mean, this is not like our usual episodes.
Yes.
It's less technical. But this is where the hard work is, and we would encourage our listeners to take that moment of emotional kind of upheaval, to take, if it, even if it means you're in mid-conversation, you need to walk away, take that break, walk away, go for a glass of water, shift your body, move it, and that will help you detach a little bit more.
Yes, and we've only taken financial examples here. This could apply to anything, your relationships with a spouse, with parents, with kids, at work, with food even, or anything else where you see any repeating pattern. Just as a game, maybe for a week to start with, just try and do something different, something small. If you feel like you overeat quite regularly, maybe you can have a simple introduction of drinking half a glass of water before, or saying a prayer before you start eating. Or if you feel that you and your partner end up going into the same conversation every single time, and you know what that conversation sounds like by the off the top of your heart now, maybe just say something different. You'll be surprised how taken aback your partner might
say
be.
Say the opposite, it'll break it. You put your partner in a spot where he or she doesn't know what to do now because and it's not the same
it
answer.
It really works. It really works. It sounds a bit wishy-washy, but we believe...
Try it out.
I think Rupali and I believe in magic. And this is how universal magic does play out in our lives. Just try it out. Try it out for something simple. Maybe for a red light that you always find red on the road, and you approach it always with the dread that, oh my God, this is going to be 7 minutes of my commute time. Maybe just, I don't know, once again, have a sip of water, listen to a happy song as you approach the red light and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd love to hear back from you in terms of your experiences with this little social experiment. And that's it for today. We'll see you next week.
So please share this podcast, leave your reviews, your comments to support us on our journey. We are so passionate about making your lives more abundant with this information.
So with that, we bring this episode of Our Financial Adventure to an end. Please follow us on all social media platforms at Fintastic Females.
None of the information provided is financial advice, and Fintastic Females is not a financial advisor.
The information provided is educational only. It is general in nature and does not take into account your personal circumstances.
Please use your own due diligence before making any financial or investment decisions.